Are you right there? Ah, you've spotted my notice. Want to guess the weight of the pig? I'm afraid the competition has already been judged. Between you and me, it's my way of getting customers in before Christmas. See, I keep a pig out the back, and the customers get to poke their heads out in the yard and see how well I keep it. Then, I encourage them to buy an ounce of this or a pound of that. Works a treat. The other week, a humble lady came in, accompanied by her son, a man lacking sight. I knew because he tapped a cane over the floor for indication of its inclination. My son, Master Whitchurch, would like to guess the weight, said the woman as she eyed a tray of sausages. I had determined that the competition was no longer open, given that I had a ledger sat filled with guesses. But I felt sure she would not buy the sausages should I refuse. Once outside, the young man held on to the gate of the pen with one hand and reached forward with the other. I said, "Oh, I wouldn't venture to touch the pig, sir. It has a nasty bite." But he ran his hand along the pig's back, then palmed the length of its flank. The pig, usually vocal in its objections, munched on a cauliflower leaf. 532 pounds, Master Whitchurch declared, then stretched forward to touch the pig's side once more. 533 pounds, he ventured decisively. Had he the sight to see, he would have noted my mouth agape, for I had weighed the pig that very morning, and blow me if it hadn't come in at 533 pounds. They were delighted to win the cured ham, and the story made the Barry Herald, which is always good for business. Thinking of Master Whitchurch, I'm reminded of Reverend Ben Evans's words at the Tabernacle. Yr arglwydd a roddodd, yr arglwydd a ddygodd ymaith. The Lord taketh away, but he giveth too. I'll take that down now. I do hope you'll hazard a guess next year. Cheerio!